3 Republican senators are retiring this year, and 5 Republican delegates won't be running again. Only 1 Democratic delegate is stepping out of public life. Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says the exodus of Republicans is telling.
Republicans in the era of Donald Trump are constantly on the defensive, and there are a certain number of them that just say, look, I'm done with that. I'm tired of being on the defensive. But also added on top of that, the court mandated new district lines in the House of Delegates.
Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says those 8 retiring Republicans are probably considering what it would be like to be out of the majority.
Being in the minority is no fun. And so for Republicans who've been in the majority, the prospect of being in the minority is unappealing. And for the Democrats who've been in the minority, the prospect of being in the majority is appealing. And that's why so many Democrats are willing to stay in Richmond, even though the outcome may be uncertain.
The longest-serving House member to retire is Delegate Riley Ingram of Hopewell, who was first elected in 1991. On the Senate side, Frank Wagner was first elected to the Senate in 2001, but he served for many years in the House, where he was first elected along with Riley Ingram back in 1991. I'm Michael Pope.